The Linux Newslog Podcast, episode number 119 for Wednesday, March 14th, 2007. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Linux Newslog Podcast at linux.quicksurf.com, your source for Linux and open source related news on the net. Hey everyone, this is Adrian, your host. You are listening to episode number 119 of Linux News Log. It's Wednesday, March 14th, Pi Day. If none of you know what that is, then you're sorely missing out if you're not geeky enough. Anyway, in this episode, we're going to be covering some news. Also, I want to talk a little bit about for those of you on the Ogg Vorbis feed, you didn't see this, but I did a couple of videos between the last episode and this episode. That's why it's been like almost a month since I've put anything out. And I just wanted to talk about that at the end of the show. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. And we'll start off at NewsForge, Fedora, and OpenSUSE, a partner on Linux Stats. Red Hat's Fedora Core 6 Linux distribution has reached another big milestone, racking up 2 million installed users barely 2 months after tallying 1 million installed users. It's unclear whether Fedora 6 is the number one Linux distribution in use today, but InternetNews.com has learned that preliminary discussions are underway that could see Novell's OpenSUSE Linux distribution partner with Red Hat's Fedora to drive open statistics about Linux use. So that'll actually be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to seeing something like that. If all of the distribution makers, you know, can get together so that we've got some, you know, some pretty solid aggregate numbers and have a uniform way of, you know, telling who's a user and who just downloaded it because they felt like it, that would be really, really cool. Anyway, there's a link on the to the original article at internetnews.com from NewsForge, so follow through if you want to see more about that. The next story that we've got is from the Pittsburgh D Business News here in United States. TimeSys introduces Linux Link subscriptions for AMCC 440 EPX processors. Continuously updated embedded Linux resource accelerates embedded development. That's like, you know, the longest headline I've ever seen. TimeSys Corporation, located at TimeSys.com, the leading service provider for developers in the embedded Linux market today, announced the availability of Linux Link subscriptions for the AMCC 440 EPX processor. This Linux Link is the result of a partnership between TimeSys and AMCC to deliver Linux Link subscriptions optimized for AMCC processors. Linux Link by TimeSys is the first commercial offering to support the majority of embedded developers who build and assemble their own commercial-grade custom Linux platforms. By delivering on-demand access to continuously updated processor-optimized Linux packages, components, and tools, engineers benefit from a rich development environment and community support. That is correct. If you want to know more about that, I've got everything linked up in the show notes, as usual. From EE Times, NetZen offers acceleration environment for Linux. Less than a year after offering a TCP acceleration environment supporting Microsoft Corp's Chimney, NetZen Inc. has entered the Linux server realm with a dedicated software package for Linux socks. Very, very interesting. Or I'm sorry, Linux sockets acceleration. The software is used in conjunction with NetZen's 10 gigabit a second Ethernet network interface card to offer stateful network acceleration for Linux users. That's kind of cool. 10 gigabits per second. This is obviously, you know, in the server realm. This is not something that a desktop user is going to have per se. But you know what they say, stuff that starts in the server room trickles down to the desktop. So it'll eventually be here, at some point. From Fox News, at foxnews.com, Dell mulls preloading Linux on consumer PCs. The PC maker said it received more than 100,000 customer requests for Linux in a suggestion box posted on Dell's website less than 3 weeks ago. "We are listening to what customers are saying about Linux and taking it into consideration," said Dell spokesman David Lord. "We are going forward. Let's say certainly stay tuned." This is great news. One of the problems, not necessarily a problem, I should rephrase that. One of the hindrances for Linux being adopted is it's really, really hard to get it pre-installed on a pre-built computer. If you want to run Linux, you know, it's really rare right now, the current marketplace, it's really rare to have some guy go and buy a pre-built system from Dell or Hewlett Packard, or, you know, go down to, you know, CompUSA and buy a, you know, a box or even a white box system or anything like that. It's, and then, you know, not use Windows and install Linux on it. Usually the Linux users custom build their own boxes with just the hardware that they want, because that's, you know, how they are. So it's interesting to see from my perspective, because I actually used to sell computers. The people who buy boxes almost never requested Linux pre-installed. They usually always just took Windows. The guys who were the Linux users like always built their own boxes. So this has got to be in the business realm where business users are saying, look, I really want to have Linux installed on this thing. This is driving me nuts, you know. Anyway, so they're saying certainly stay tuned. That is good news. We'll keep an eye out on that, see what comes of it. Our sponsor for this episode is GoToMeeting. These days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something with friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just aren't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. GoToMeeting is a very versatile tool. The ability to host online meetings is an absolute must for today's business. Also, with GoToMeeting, it's like you're all in the same room. You get unlimited meetings for one flat rate, which means you can meet as often as you want for as long as you need. Try it yourself today, free for 30 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. Try GoToMeeting free today. And we've been using GoToMeeting at techpodcast.com. We've been using GoToMeeting for doing our roundtables. It's been working out really, really great. They just recently released a Mac version. We're looking to see when they're going to release a Linux version, so stay tuned. Hopefully that'll come soon. But even if you don't, you know, even if you're a Linux user, many, many times at work, you don't use Linux for a desktop system. You know, use Windows because that's what, you know, the company uses, and GoToMeeting is a perfect spot to use there for just meetings if you're not all in the same office building. So anyway, it's a great piece of software. I highly encourage that you check it out. We use it all the time at techpodcast.com, and it works very, very well. Okay, the next story that we've got is from Tech News World. FAA may choose Linux over Vista. So, very, very interesting. The Federal Aviation Administration, CIO, is examining the possibility of replacing his agency's 45,000 Windows systems with Linux systems, a new browser, and Google's online business applications. The story was posted by Information Week on Wednesday. Ahaha. Very, very cool. FAA's David Bowen is taking a close look at the premier edition of Google's apps as a possible replacement for the current Windows XP system. So they're going to go with Linux and use Google's online apps, or maybe even if they don't do that, maybe even OpenOffice or something along those lines. But that's totally cool. That's so cool to see something like that happen. you know, 45,000 Windows systems, that's a lot. Next story that we've got is from TechSpot. French Parliament picks Ubuntu for Linux switch. After deciding many months ago to begin migration to Linux, the French Parliament has picked Ubuntu. And I think I've said something about this before in a previous podcast where they were planning to migrate to Linux, but hadn't picked a distribution. I can't remember. But anyway, here's a refresher of what's going on there. They've picked Ubuntu as their distribution of choice, which is not particularly surprising, as Ubuntu has made quite a name for itself as an easy-to-use yet still robust install. That actually, Ubuntu, I've my all-time favorite distribution used to be Mandrake. Now it's Ubuntu. My spare system runs Ubuntu, which is, you know, that's my Linux system. I mess around with it. So anyway, and it has one of the best package managers around. That's one of the things I really like about it, is the package manager is great. They also decided on a few standard desktop apps, such as Sun's OpenOffice, Firefox, and Thunderbird, and more. The decision to move came as a result of a study of both financial and functionality impact. So, more good news. We got lots more people getting off of Windows. And, you know, I don't really care if it's Linux or OS X or some variation of Unix, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, NetBSD, you name it. I am not that impressed with Windows Vista. Windows XP is okay. Windows Vista, I'm not really wild about. That's one of the main reasons why I switched over to OS X for my main computer. And it's just been great. Everything just works, and I don't have to monkey with it. So, you know, that's the result I'm looking for. For some people, that, you know, Linux will give them that result. And for some people who don't necessarily want to get into the technical aspects of, you know, Linux and roll your own software type of thing, you know, OS X is the better solution. And it's not, doesn't really have anything to do with technical prowess. It's just the thing, it's a tool, and I just want it to work. So, you know, I do a lot of podcasts and a lot of audio and video editing and stuff on it. And, you know, thus far at this juncture, you know, I'm going to be evaluating my choices periodically. But at this juncture, OS X is the way to go for me. Other users, that may not be the case, though. You know, Linux fits a lot of niches, I should say. And even Linux fits a lot of general usage, but it depends on what you're going to use and, you know, what works for your situation. So anyway, good article. It actually goes, there's quite a bit here. So if you want to read more about it, then as always, everything's linked up in my show notes. The next story that we've got is from Syscon Media, and I don't generally link to Syscon Media because they've got pop-ups like crazy, but this is interesting. Symantec enables data center standardization with support for Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5. So Symantec today announced its portfolio support for Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5, as well as powerful new storage management capabilities for Xen virtualization. Through its partnership with the Linux market leader, Symantec plans to provide its core Veritas storage foundation, Veritas cluster server, and Veritas net backup solutions for customers as they adopt the new subscription release of Red Hat Enterprise Linux. So, very, very cool. This opens a lot of doors if you are a Red Hat Enterprise Linux user. And obviously, it's something to keep your eyes on for sure. Anyway, that's all I've got for this edition of Linux News Log. One thing I did want to talk about before I get out of here is I'd like to get some feedback from the audience about what they thought about the videos I put out. I know I did it in MOV format, so if you know, but if you are on Linux, or yeah, I mean, if you're on Linux, you can always use the VideoLAN client VLC. Anyway. What'd you think? Do you want more similar to that? I've got a couple in the pipeline that I can pretty much fast track. If you want more videos of that nature, or if you don't want me to do videos like that, let me know. I think it's a great diversion. in terms of just, you know, it's new, different content. It's not replacing existing content per se, but it's something new and different and kind of brings a bit of a fresh air into the format of the show. So, I'd like some of you listeners or some of you in the audience to, you know, send me an email, linux@quicksurf.com, and let me know what you thought. You can also call our voicemail hotline. I know I've been really terrible about pulling comments off of that, but I do listen to them. The number there is 602-466-3134. That's 602-466-3134. You can also Skype me if you don't want to call long distance. You can Skype me at Linux Log. It's all one word, all lowercase. And that actually forwards to my voicemail. So either way, it shouldn't cost you anything, but let me know what you thought. And I've certainly got enough books. In fact, I keep getting more books in the mail from the various publishers, and they want me to do book episodes, you know, and talk about the book. So, you know, I figure it's a great way to do it. The audio only format, it's nice, but can be a little boring. The video format, at least you get to look at a picture of what the book looks like, and I can put additional text on the screen. So anyway, let me know, and I will talk with all of you on the next show. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.